I like to think that Abraham had a big smile creeping across his face, spreading his wrinkles wide and showing his aged teeth when the three angels or men, something, of God announced that they would return to old Abraham and old Sarah, and that Sarah would bear a baby. God had been telling Abraham this all along. A few chapters back, God sent Abraham outside to look at the night sky and said, "Abraham, look, count the stars in the sky. Count them. As many stars as you will see, that is the number of descendants you shall have. You will make a great nation." Today, you and I shine, each as one of those stars. But it was a difficult way to get there for Abraham and Sarah, especially Sarah, who was brought into this covenant but had reached old age without ever becoming pregnant. In fact, Abraham used Sarah's servant, Hagar, to make their first child. Sarah did not smile when she overheard God's news to Abraham as she was peeking out the cover of the tent. She didn't smile. She laughed. And who can blame her? I mean, it's really absurd. She was old enough to be not a grandmother, but a great-grandmother, or even a great-great-grandmother. By now, God's promises to her and to Abraham may have seemed like a joke. Funny in a not funny kind of way. And when the Lord asked, "Why did Sarah laugh? Is anything too wonderful for the Lord?" Sarah got scared. "Who, me? Laugh? No, I didn't laugh." "Oh, yes, you did," said the Lord. "You did laugh." Sarah's laughter shows something that all of us have, though. It's a gap. It's a distance between God's promises and human possibility. We measure God by what we humans are capable of doing, and in doing so, we package God up in a tidy little box that fits nicely on a shelf, perhaps right next to our dusty Bibles. But this God in the box does not have much to do with our lives, and certainly not the larger world in which we live. What if, instead, we were to measure ourselves by what God is capable of doing? And so to those who would say, "I am too old, my joints creak and my body doesn't work as it used to," may you find Sarah's laughter as you consider God's plans that are still working in your life here on earth, if you choose to participate. To those who would say, "I am too young," consider the prophet Jeremiah, who God told, "Do not say I am only a child. Look," and then touch Jeremiah's mouth to put God's words in it. To those who would say, "I'm just a girl," look at Deborah, the prophet and judge, who sent an entire army to defeat King Jabin, who had oppressed the Israelites for 20 years. For those who like Wonder Woman, Deborah is another woman who makes us wonder. To those who would say, "Our town, our state, our country doesn't have enough resources to feed the poor," consider the boy who showed up before Jesus with only a few loaves and a few fishes, and through Jesus managed to feed thousands in the crowd. The Bible is just full of stories that inspire us of what can happen if only we measure ourselves according to God's capabilities. Now, to some of us, that might seem a little bit like magical thinking. Many of us prefer to think of these quaint stories, but let's be honest, The God you may believe in, perhaps set the world in motion and then step back to let things run their course for better or for worse. A distant God. And that's the reason we have to look to the children of the church to be part of the voices of our faith. And I think Kayla just showed that so beautifully when she asked, why can't we be like them? She sees in their innocence and in their wonder something about faith that gets hard for us as adults to grasp. Children have not yet lived into their limitations. So in their minds, much more is possible. We need young Isaac, whose name means laughter, to give us hope in what God can do. Now, there would be those who, thinking they are acting in the utmost faith, would put Isaac on a sacrificial table, giving back to God all the possibility a young child could imagine, as Abraham once did. When we are about to do this, God steps in and says, no! This child is part of my plan. I will work wonders through this child. Watch him and care for him and see what I can do through him, through her. Human lives showing God's capabilities don't end in the Bible. The stories go on. To those who would insist on repeating a narrative of how divided our country is, I present Officer Crystal Greiner of the Capitol Police, an African-American woman married to another woman who rushed to protect the U.S. senators and representatives in danger on a baseball field last week. She was shot in the ankle, but even when her own life was at risk, she continued protecting our nation's leaders, some of whom had voted against her family. To those who would lament that the world's religions can never get along, I want to tell you about last Thursday night's dinner when 9 of our church members attended an iftar. Raise your hand if you were there. Christians and Muslims together, both descendants of Abraham, sharing in the meal that breaks the fast of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. We were strangers, and yet they treated us like Abraham and Sarah treated the angels, with the best of their hospitality. They served a feast of their finest foods, and even though they had not eaten all day, they made sure their Christian friends had full plates before any of them got up to serve themselves. And when we left, they gave gifts to each of us. I do believe that God was somewhere in our exchange, and that gives me hope for our divided world. I enjoy watching improv comedy, and even took an improv class from the Second City Theater Company when I lived in Chicago. The first rule they teach you is what Tina Fey calls the rule of agreement. You respect what your partner has created. So, for example, if your acting partner says to you, you'll never believe who's on the phone with me, you don't say, you're not on the phone, you're just holding your hand to your ear and your mouth. If you do that, you've just said no to what your partner is trying to create, and the scene has been killed, and nothing funny can happen. If instead you tell your partner, I will believe it because I just caught a call from the same person. It's pretty amazing that the Pope wants to visit the Presbyterian Church in Leonia, isn't it? We're not even Catholic. There you have a scene that could turn into something really funny. Will we sometimes laugh when God presents us with a possibility? Of course we will. God can be a little funny sometimes. When presented with an absurd possibility, Sarah laughed, but she didn't say no. She was willing to consider what God could do through her. When we agree to measure ourselves through what God is capable of, we are showing hospitality to divine angels. Amen.